From Psalm 90, verse 12, teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Nancy Reagan once said, quote, "You learn something out of everything, and you come to realize more than ever that we're all here for a certain space of time, and then it's going to be over, and you better make it count," close quote. We all know this. We have but one life, one opportunity to present to our Creator a heart full of wisdom, a character full of holiness, and a life full of heavenly works. Consequently, the psalmist warns us to number our days. In other words, do not waste our lives on frivolous goals, immoral behavior, and plain laziness. Instead, make our lives count. A man came to a preacher and said, "Yesterday in the meeting, I was filled with joy, and now it's gone. All gone. My life is as black as night." The preacher responded, "Well, I'm glad." "Why?" came the man's reply. The preacher explained, "Well, yesterday, God gave you joy. Today, perhaps, God is testing you in order to turn you back to Christ. God sees you trusting in your joy more than in Jesus. Realize that you've lost your joy, but you still have Christ." And the man looked astonished. The preacher said, "Have you ever passed through a railway tunnel?" And the man replied, "Yes, of course." "And while you were in the darkness of the tunnel, did you become alarmed or sad?" asked the preacher. "No, never," said the man. "Did you soon exit the tunnel and come out of the darkness into the light?" inquired the preacher. "Ah, I see now," exclaimed the man. "Everything is all right, whether I feel that it is or not." Friends, unless our feelings are based on the truth, we cannot trust Him. Truth must rule over feelings and never vice versa. People often give the advice, "Trust your heart," or "Go with your gut feeling." And what they mean is that we should do what we feel is right. Well, rarely is that good counsel. God's Word reminds us in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, "The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it?" Moreover, God's Word admonishes us from Proverbs 28, verse 26, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered." Alternatively, we're advised to live according to the truth, and God's Word is truth. The psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 105 said, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And furthermore, verse 160 tells us, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting." To put a fine point on it, the Bible contains truth from the front cover to the back cover, and that truth is eternal and it never changes. Therefore, the Bible can be trusted. And not so with our feelings. They come and go and change according to our moods and desires and cravings and ambitions. Most often, it's much easier to act our way into right feelings than it is to feel our way into right actions, simply because truth is meant to come before feelings and to shape feelings and to guide feelings, never the other way around. In short, we're to always live according to what is real, not what we feel. Reality is defined as real things and facts or events taken as a whole. And thus, reality is based on facts or truth, not on feelings and experiences. Oswald Chambers said, "Once you are rooted in reality, nothing can shake you. If your faith is rooted only in your experiences, anything that happens is likely to disturb it. But nothing can ever disturb God or the almighty reality of redemption. Base your faith on redemption, and you will be as eternally secure as God. Get into personal contact with Jesus Christ, and you will never be moved again." This, quite frankly, is why many people, professing Christians included, live such fickle lives. They allow their well-being, mentally, emotionally, and physically, to depend upon how they feel and what they're experiencing in the moment. They're more in touch with their feelings and experiences than with truth in Jesus. Consequently, everything is fine until the bottom falls out of their circumstances or suffering is introduced into their lives. God warns us of the consequences of rejecting His counsel in Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he is also to reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Remember Isaiah 26 and verse 3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And Psalm 28 verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. And Psalm 40 verse 11. Your loving kindness and your truth will continuously preserve me in whatever circumstances we find ourselves, good or bad, joyful or sorrowful. If our hearts are filled with the presence of Jesus and our minds are full of the words of Jesus and our every inclination is to trust in the truth of Jesus, we will be at peace realizing God's help and experiencing Holy Spirit preservation. This kind of equilibrium should be our objective. Why? Because we cannot be Christ's steady, believable witnesses and simultaneously be tossed to and fro by every wind of emotion and feeling and circumstance. Following our feelings into behavior and living that is clearly contrary to God's word is the recipe for disaster. It ruins our fellowship with Christ and it rots our witness of Christ before a watching, needy world. It's a lot easier to forge a credible Christian witness than to fix a discredited one. And remember, the great work of our lives is making disciples of Christ and contributing to the maturity of God's forever family. Your life and mine are to be governed so thoroughly by biblical truth and the presence of Jesus that others take notice and long for him in their lives. So wishy-washy feelings will only hinder, even destroy, this worthy call and ambition. And so, my beloved friends, which will it be, your feelings or God's truth? Make up your minds quickly. You have but one life. James 4, verse 14 is meant to shock us into reality. You do not know what your life will be tomorrow. You're just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Face the fact that the day will come, and sooner than you think, when your todays and tomorrows will come to an end. And so act according to truth rather than feelings. Make up your mind right now to make your life count for Jesus Christ and eternity. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.